Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Movember is a global charity aimed at helping young men live happier, healthier, and longer lives. Movember.com. Donate to the cause. Albert Breer is now joining us. Oh, it's a big week for Albert. Ohio State guy, Michigan now. Michigan's beat up in the backfield. That probably means Ohio State escapes a second straight.
So you had Michigan number one, Colin, didn't you?
All year, and then I watched them Saturday, and their running back got hurt. And I'm like, okay, they're not beating Ohio State without their best player. Like that's not happening. So I think I'm going to have to begrudgingly give Ohio State the win. We'll get to that in a second, though. I want to start with Justin Fields. Zach Wilson got heat for not owning it in the locker room, and I've taken heat through the years on the Baker Mayfields, the Johnny Manziels. The podium matters. It ends up mattering a lot in this league, what you say after wins and losses. And I thought Zach Wilson just said no, and it changed the trajectory of everything. Justin Fields, though, you have a story on Justin Fields, what you heard he said after Atlanta's loss. The Atlanta loss.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So, you know, obviously he had the shoulder injury and was in a great deal of pain after that game. And, you know, after the game, he comes into the locker room and he apologizes to his teammates and said that the defense gave the offense a chance and the offense let the defense down. And, you know, I think in that moment, it was big for the other guys in the locker room to hear that from their quarterback. And my understanding is before he could even get through the apology, a couple of his defensive teammates stood up and stopped him and said, "We have your back." And so I think it was one of these moments that's big for Justin Fields as a leader, obviously, and for everybody in that locker room to see that from him, taking accountability for what happened out there. But it was also big, I think, for Matt Eberflus and the culture he's trying to build, and that sort of accountability is happening across the board in that locker room. And so, you know, obviously Justin Fields has given a lot of himself, and we saw that in college too, you know, with the rib injury he had in the college football playoff in 2020.
Sure.
He's given a lot of himself physically and playing the way that the Bears are playing him. The fact that he was able to go the extra mile this time around after they lost the game, after he was hurt, to shoulder the blame for the loss, I think meant a lot to his teammates.
So we were talking about Jimmy G. He's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
He and Tua are very similar in that they've got some alpha, but they don't hold grudges. They're not bitter, and they could be. They could absolutely be better. He didn't get a playbook. Tua, they wanted to, you know, get Deshaun Watson. And none of those guys just said, hey, it's my team now. I'm gonna win games. They're really liked in the locker room. But I get Jimmy G saying, I'm not gonna go through this again. I'm not going to go through this not getting number one snaps if I take us to the NFC Championship or beyond. If you had to guess, because there's a lot of teams in this league that would be better next year, like the Jets and Giants with Jimmy G, in my opinion, where do you think he ends up?
I mean, New York's a decent guess. You know, he's got connections to both of those staffs. You know, Brian Daboll was on the Patriots staff when Jimmy Garoppolo was drafted in 2014. And, of course, Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, and Mike LaFleur, the offensive coordinator of the Jets, were both in San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo for 3 years. And so I think both places make a lot of sense for Jimmy Garoppolo. Washington's another team that kicked the tires. Where are they at a quarterback coming out of this year? Do they want to go all in on a rookie, or do they feel like their roster's in a place where they need to go and get a veteran they can win with right now? Washington would be another one. You know, it's really interesting, Colin. Like, you know, he bet on himself here, and you know, I think taking the pay cut he did and understanding the risk that he was taking, he basically was saying, like, I think I'm probably going to get in there at some point. And I think when I get in there with George Kittle and Debo Samuel, and they didn't have McCaffrey at the time, but Brandon Ayuk around me, I think I'm really going to be able to kill it and set myself up. Even if there isn't an obvious suitor, you wait a couple months, Jimmy plays well, it looks like the Niners are capable of a deep playoff run, and now you have potential openings cropping up in the two teams in New York and Washington. So I think those would be the first three that I would look at. But I don't think they'll be the only ones that would be out there looking for a quarterback that might take a liking to what Jimmy G has done over the course of the last couple of years.
So J-Mac brought this up earlier. And if he's looking around, he's looking for teams that have draft capital. Like the Raiders, for instance, have a quarterback, offensive weapons. They're going to have multiple picks. They got a pass rusher. That's kind of attractive to me. If Josh McDaniels was fired, don't think he will be. Denver's different, though. Yeah. Russell's going to be making $50 million plus. They've lost draft capital. They have a lot of young receivers that are not terribly mature. What do you do in Denver? I mean, is it an attract? Historically, it's been attractive. Is it attractive now to top candidates?
Well, I mean, you know, you look, and I think the perception out there, at least in league circles, is that Sean Payton would want to look somewhere on, like, close to the West Coast. So, you know, the Chargers, the Cardinals, the Raiders, the Broncos, there's a reason you hear these teams connected to Sean Payton. I think part of it's what he wants, and part of that is, you know, location, and all those places have location. The Broncos, I think, are really interesting because coming out of this year, you've got a family owning the team now that has all kinds of money that can eat contracts, and you have to look at it and say, what's going to be logistically easy to do and what's going to be logistically hard to do? And which contract you're going to be able to get out of, which contract are you not going to be able to get out of? And, you know, ultimately, when you've got the money that the Waltons do, that boils down to who can you write a check to get away from?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you look at the three major figures here, the general manager, the head coach, and the quarterback, you can write checks to get rid of the general manager. You can write checks to get rid of the head coach. Can you write a check to get rid of the quarterback? Well, you're still going to have those salary cap ramifications that make it very, very difficult to walk away. And so, like, that's sort of where I think the Broncos are stuck. Like, you can change a general manager, you can change the coach, you can go and take a big swing and spend all kinds of money to get a new coach and to get a new GM in there, but that quarterback's still sitting there, and that quarterback's going to be hard for anybody to get away from. And so, like, I think you need to look at this and say, how can we maximize Russell Wilson? Because we're at least with Russell Wilson for the next couple of years based on where his contract puts us logistically.
Yeah.
And is Hackett the best guy for that? Is George Payton the best guy to build around Russell Wilson? Do you want somebody who's got familiarity with Russell Wilson, like, say, Dan Quinn? If he were to go to Denver, he was in Seattle with Russell Wilson. Or do you blow the whole thing up and try to find a high-profile coach who happens to like Russell Wilson? I think those are the questions we're going to be asking at the end of the year with Denver.
So Caleb Williams, USC aggressively really pushed for the Heisman starting like yesterday. You could see on their social accounts, they're really pushing him. And, you know, I think a lot of it is not only Heisman, but getting the narrative going so he's the number one pick as Lincoln Riley becomes the place to be a quarterback in college football or high school. you know, whether it's Jalen Hurts or Baker or Kyler, there's the quarterback whisperer in America. His name is Lincoln Riley, and if you're good at quarterback in college, you're generally pretty good. That's what it feels like to me. What are you hearing about Caleb and kind of his trajectory going forward?
Well, I want to caution everybody in that, like, it's always the guy who's a year away.
Right.
Like, so how we were talking about C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young and Will Levis a year ago is sort of the way we're talking about some of these other kids, right? Like, so, you know, you may not look at C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young and Will Levis the same way you did 3 or 4 months ago, but part of that is getting more tape on guys, guys being challenged in different ways and all of that. That's the caveat. A lot of NFL people like what they've seen from Caleb Williams, and they haven't studied him yet, but you see a certain amount of playmaking ability and arm talent that sort of goes with the way the game's being played now. There's a kid at North Carolina, Drake May,
yeah,
who will be draft eligible in 2024 as well, who'd be in that category too. Quinn Ewers, I think, was trending towards being in that group and has fallen off a little bit. Can he get back on track? So, you know, I think you've got three guys now in that 2024 class that have a chance. The good news with Caleb Williams, the thing I think that's important to remember here with Caleb Williams, we have a little bit more track record than we have in the other two. Ewers and May weren't playing last year.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams was. So teams have tape on him. Teams have gotten a chance to look at him and game plan him based on what he brings to the table from a skill set perspective. And so what you're seeing from Caleb Williams now, I think, is probably a little bit more real. That's not saying the other guys aren't real, but it's a little bit more real because we have more of a track record and defenses have more of a track record to know what they're going against. So I think Williams is one of these guys that we're going to be talking about in the summer as, hey, come 8-9 months from now, there's a pretty good quarterback class coming, and Caleb Williams is certainly a prominent name in that group.
Finally, you're an Ohio State guy. Undefeated Michigan, undefeated Ohio State. Buckeyes about a touchdown favorite. C.J. Stroud, I like him. I don't love him. I've watched them probably parts of 6 Ohio State games. I've seen a lot of bad halves and bad moments, but they have tons of talent. What is your greatest fear? If Michigan won, how would they win?
My greatest fear is Blake Corum having a Willis Reed moment.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, he comes out of the tunnel. He was hurt last week. And I mean, hey, look, that guy is a hell of a football player.
Right.
And I don't know what he's going to be as a pro, but they have a real identity there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Michigan's built a real identity, and it looks like Stanford. It looks like the 49ers, right? And we know when we see it, took a while for Jim to get there, and he fumbled around a little bit with the spread offense, but they've got it now the same way they did when he first got there. And so, you know, if you're talking about slowing down Marvin Harrison and C.J. Stroud, Mayan Williams, and all the talent that Ohio State brings on offense, it's about slowing the game down, extending possessions, and taking time off the clock.
Yep.
And how do you do that? You get behind Blake Corum and you ride him like a horse all afternoon.
Right.
And so I guess that'd be my fear, is that Blake Corum, there's questions going to be out there all week, and he comes out of the tunnel and has his Willis Reed moment in the horseshoe.
Yeah. Good seeing you, Albert, as always. Appreciate it.
By the way, Colin, I should add one more suitor to the Jimmy Garoppolo thing real quick.
Yeah.
The Raiders would be another team I would just keep an eye on. Like, I mentioned the Giants, the Jets, the Commanders. The Raiders are one more team that I forgot to mention there. They can get out of Derek Carr's contract after the year. I think Carr has to play well to prevent that sort of thing from happening, where Jimmy Garoppolo or Tom Brady could be available.
Now, that's interesting. J-Mac, you and I have gone, we've gone back and forth on this. I would keep Carr, but the dead cap hit if he leaves is just not a factor at all.
Nothing.
And that's, this is all about the books upstairs when you get to those decisions. Albert Breer, as always, good seeing you.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
Yeah, now a lot of people would say Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo, same thing, B-plus quarterback. One doesn't have an injury history, one does. So I wouldn't make the move there. That doesn't make sense. But, I'm the Jets. One more really good Breece Hall comes back. Jimmy G's got a run game.
Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson, yes.
So it's Moore played, there's something there.
Elijah Moore's back and happy, yes.
Yeah, so.
A lot to be excited about.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
J-Mac with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Let's talk about another team in the AFC East, the Miami Dolphins, Colin. Riding a four-game win streak coming out of the bye. And you get the Houston Texans this week. That's a layup. Former Super Bowl champ Emmanuel Sanders believes the Dolphins are the best and scariest team in the NFL.
Oh, boy.
According to FoxBet, they only have the seventh best odds to win the Super Bowl, tied with the Vikings and Bucks at plus 1,600. Who are you riding with? The people who set lines or Emmanuel Sanders, who I think has been on the show before?
Yeah, I love Emmanuel. I think they're a very dangerous team. If the weather's right, if they could win that division and host a playoff game, I think that's about where I'd have them. I think the Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Niners, Cowboys, Ravens, Vikings. I don't know if I put the Vikings ahead of them. Listen, I like when the Miami Dolphins are good. It's a fun story. I grew up with Don Shula, and then all of a sudden it was Marino, and it's like they have a very loyal fan base.
Crazy owner.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of personality down there. It's a fun story. I like the fact that it looks like we found another brilliant head coach. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, it's only been 10 games.
Have you ever noticed when you watch the Dolphins how open
everybody?
I mean, that's just they scheme a lot of people open. It's just a well done.
After this Texans game, they travel to San Fran, then come down the coast to the Chargers, then go to Buffalo. Three straight road games, across the country. I don't think there's a tougher three-game stretch in the league this year than that. You're playing two of the three best teams in the league.
Who is it again?
San Fran, at Chargers, at Buffalo. San Fran and Buffalo could meet in the Super Bowl, and the Chargers are very good. We'll know a lot about Miami.
I want it to be snowing sideways when they face Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, so you want to see Tua just have another bad
game?
But
that's my fear about Miami. They're built. They're a track team. They're built for convenient weather. They're built for comfortable weather. They're not built for discomfort.
Hey, you got them in a dome in January. They're in great shape.
Yeah, that's why September, October, early November, let's see them when the track is muddy. They can't, Tyreek Hill's
at
falling.
At Cincinnati, at Buffalo, at Arrowhead.
I think those are legitimate concerns.
Legitimate. Next up, this is fun. The Broncos waived Melvin Gordon on Monday. This guy's a fumbling machine, Colin. He only had 318 yards on the ground. Five fumbles. He had one at the goal line, I think, against the Raiders. And so he's all fired up on social media since he got cut by the team.
Oh, he is.
He posted photos on his stories of, look at this, it's the O.J. Simpson chase, and Melvin Gordon is now behind the wheel leaving, just yelling. Look at his comment there. It's like ripping Broncos fans, like, you guys are terrible, and like he's getting out of an awful situation.
Well, it is
Melvin
pretty bad.
Gordon, what are you doing? Like, Really? Seriously? That's what you're doing? Who's picking this guy up? Nobody. He was a really good running back at Wisconsin.
No,
good early in his career.
He's been very productive. He's got a fumble. A lot of times you see running backs have a fumble. Tiki Barber.
Yes.
Fumble issue early in their careers. They're coached out of it.
Yeah.
Melvin's the opposite. I don't remember the fumble issue at Wisconsin. Maybe he had one. I don't remember. I don't remember a fumble issue early with the Chargers. Yeah. Maybe he had it. But, like, he's developed one, and it's a problem.
We should try to get him in the studio, and he would have to do the interview holding a football.
Oh, come on.
You know, like the guy who walks around high school, you have to hold the football. People are trying to knock it out. That seems like a good thing to do. All right, you're not buying on that.
No.
Finally, Lakers officially announced LeBron will not play tonight.
So Kawhi and LeBron just don't play anymore.
Well, LeBron has the abductor strain. But Anthony Davis has stepped up, Colin. No LeBron. AD averaging 35-17 during this three-game win streak and said LeBron has taken notice of his recent improvements. AD, he did say that I'm playing like my old self, so I'm trying to get back into that rhythm. I think everybody's confidence is very high while not getting too high. Feels good to get three in a row. Now we just have to carry it over onto the road and put some more wins together.
I'm watching the Utah Jazz now.
Oh, stop.
The shock
really?
Of the league. And they're beating good teams.
If their coach delivered a pizza to this set right now, would you know it was him? Be
no.
honest.
No.
Okay. Are you really watching the Utah Jazz?
But I will say this. I watch... don't watch a ton of NBA. I try to watch a half if I get on the treadmill,
right.
Eastern game. I think Utah's an incredible story. We looked at them as a tank team.
Yeah.
And they're just posting dubs over decent teams, good teams.
I should let the audience know before the show, you said to me, Ben Simmons is balling. I looked at Colin. I'm like, what?
Putting
really?
Up numbers
look
now.
At you. Check it out, Ben Simmons.
Listen, Ben Simmons can put the ball on the floor, get past people, and score at the hoop. That's what he should do and defend.
I think they're in Philadelphia tonight or tomorrow, one of these days.
Redemption. Revenge game.
Oh, yeah. Revenge game for Ben Simmons. Passing up layups.
Let me drop a 30 burger. All right, J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
The United States kicked off their World Cup action yesterday against Wales. The U.S. got on the board first with an excellent pass from Christian Pulisic to Timothy Weah, but a penalty late in the second half gave Gareth Bale a chance to bury a PK, leading to a 1-1 draw. Friday on Fox, Christian Pulisic and Team USA continue their World Cup journey with the highly anticipated matchup against Harry Kane in England. Coverage begins at 1 Eastern on Fox and anywhere on the Fox Sports app.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Massive.
Better us than Argentina, though. Would you rather have Argentina's talent, but you've already lost to Saudi Arabia, or our talent, and you had a draw against Wales?
I think Argentina is going to be fine against Mexico or Poland. The only problem that the U.S. faces, besides England, is Wales, if they beat Iran and England beats us, England will rest some of their guys in game three against Wales, and then Wales might get the dub, and then we stay at home. You know, England will want to rest some dudes in the third match.
Yeah, but they're pretty deep.
Maybe some guys, they are deep. They're probably the second deepest team in the cup after Brazil.
So even if they rested a couple of starters with the heat, I think you're going to play. You may sub. I don't know if you'd rest.
Guys with yellow cards, maybe you sit them.
Maybe. Now that's a good point.
I mean, I'm trying to come up with a scenario where the U.S. advances. And bottom line, they got to somehow get a tie against England.
That seems a little. How about 2-1 close loss? You're not satisfied with
losses
that?
Losses don't really do much, Colin.
I know.
You need that tie.
All right. Thanksgiving football feast. We thought about it. It's the turkey and the gravy and the rolls. And we thought we'd have Thanksgiving football feast, the best of the NFL. Thanksgiving, for many people, is the best holiday. You don't have the pressure of buying presents. You know, you don't have the pressure. So it's just, it's a feast with family. So here we go. Here's our Thanksgiving football feast.
All right, first up, let's start with quarterback, Colin. The turkey of the meal.
That's going to be Mahomes.
Most important meal on the table.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes, okay.
Yes, I mean, only quarterback averaging 300-plus passing yards per game. A touchdown pass to 10 different players leads the NFL. And they rebuilt last year his O-line, this year receiving core. And it doesn't matter. Like, they're literally rebuilding the offense the last 2 years, and he remains the turkey of Thanksgiving.
Okay, so the running back of Thanksgiving, they're saying this is the mashed potatoes. Are you a mashed potatoes kind of guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Throw a little garlic in there. Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
When he's upright and healthy, on pace to lead the NFL in rush attempts and rushing yards for the third straight season, and he really defines the Titans. Is he the last running back in the league that can lead your offense? Adrian Peterson was a guy you could say, we can win multiple playoff games being led not by a quarterback, but by Adrian Peterson. Is Derrick Henry the last remaining back you can say that? I think he is.
Saquon Barkley with the Giants?
But that's not they're not winning. They're not going to be a top seed. Tennessee was a number one seed, and the running back is the offense. I think he's the last one. Peterson before him was the previous last.
All right, let's move to wide receiver, the yams of the meal. I've never had a yam in my life.
Okay.
Am I missing out on something?
Yeah, of course you are.
Okay.
Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
The sweetness. Yeah. most 100-yard receiving games. You know, he's one of those players, and there's not a lot of players like this. You can throw into double coverage, and it's not a terrible decision. You throw it down the left sideline, double coverage, smaller corner, his length, his speed, his catching radius. Generally, double coverage is a bad, but he, DeAndre, you know, feels like Devontae Adams is a little bit of that. Sometimes you're going to throw it, they'll roll coverage over, you're still going to throw to his side. He's special.
Let's go to tight end of the meal, the cranberry sauce of the Thanksgiving meal.
Not every team, not everybody loves cranberry sauce. Not every team has a special player at this position. Most don't. Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Do you know Patrick Mahomes' passer rating when throwing to Kelce is 135.7, highest in the NFL. And this is also amazing. On pace, seventh straight year for a tight end of 1,000-plus yards. And that's an organization that's had excellent receiving targets. This is not like an organization that is beholden to throwing to the tight end.
Yeah.
Great weapons everywhere. It's going to be over 1,000 yards again. It's not really anybody else like him right now in the league. A lot of good tight ends. Not a lot of Travis Kelce.
All right, let's get to the highlight of the meal, the offensive line, the dinner rolls. My brother and I would fight literally over dinner rolls at every Thanksgiving.
Got to have good dinner rolls.
Who do you go with here?
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
PFF ranks them number one offensive line. And they also have, like, veteran tough guys. Jason Kelce at center, Lane Johnson. These are, like, guys you can trust in the playoffs. Smart guys. You need 4 yards. You need pass protection. Number six rushing offense in the NFL. Those are veteran guys. Hard to go wrong when you got a tackle as good as Lane, a center as good as Kelce, and the center position is like the brains of the O-line. They're calling the audibles. Kelsey's fantastic.
Super important, yeah. All right, the defense is the stuffing of the meal. I love me some stuffing. I mean, goodness gracious.
Okay, this is an easy one. Yeah. San Francisco. How about now the safety, Hufanga, has become a star.
Yeah.
Bosa on the edge, star. Fred Warner, linebacker, star. Ward, the tight end, the corner they got from Kansas City, star. Every unit stars. Playmakers. Fred Warner's got to be the best linebacker in football. Am I wrong?
He's certainly
up there. His range is insane. Yeah. Sideline to sideline guy. So number one total defense. Only team holding opponents under 300 yards a game. Now, they had a bad second half against Kansas City. That's about the worst half they've had this year. A lot of speed, getting healthier, playmakers, forced turnovers, smart. A lot of veterans been around. Really a smart defense.
All right, we will go next to the head coach, the gravy of the meal. Boy, gravy, stuffing, mashed potatoes. I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah, Andy Reid. I mean, literally, it's 25 consecutive wins in November and December. They trade Tyreek Hill. That would have been a punitive loss to almost any offense. Nope, number one seed. And we said before the season, they'll be as productive. They just won't score quite as quickly. And yet they remain a team that can score very quickly. And the other thing about Reed, you know, they've won the last six games they've trailed at half. That's unheard of.
Great stat.
In this league, the trail at half. I mean, there's coaches out there that like are 40-4 leading at halftime. So they have the ability to win with a lead, win trailing with little time. Nobody else quite like Andy Reid and the Chiefs.
And we'll wrap up with the fans, the pumpkin pie of the Thanksgiving
meal. COVID, for a year we didn't have fans.
Yeah.
It was not good. You know, let's give the Eagles. They don't always have perspective, but they're 5-0 on the road this year.
What a backhanded call.
9-1. You know what? They're involved. They're engaged.
They're involved.
And they've had to overcome a terrible reputation. Snowball, Santa, all that stuff.
That's right.
You know what? Good people care about their team. Buffalo's a close second.
Oh, yeah.
I almost went Buffalo this morning just because they got shovels and they were digging out their players so they could go to Detroit. You know, my wife used to have to work in some HR stuff, and she always told me the nicest people in the country were in Buffalo. Of all, she had to work in that corridor, kind of Buffalo and Syracuse and, you know.
Rochester?
Sort of, yeah, kind of that. And she's like, Buffalo's got the nicest people in the country. I don't know. There you go. Tough economy, cost of living skyrocketing. Protect your financial future. Call Legacy today. Legacy Precious Metals, 866-674-HERD, or visit buylegacygold.com. So the World Cup is underway, and one major upset. We have a draw. We play England. I've got to keep up now. So tonight I'm going to watch some World Cup.
France is playing Australia currently. France was down 1-0. Scored two goals, up 2-1 at the half. Good game.
You love this stuff.
I love it.
You two things that you truly love are college basketball.
March Madness.
You have always been a gambler on that.
By the way, I put a college basketball bet on Instagram last night. It hit UNLV. I put two on there tonight. We'll see.
You love.
You going to watch Creighton, Arkansas?
Creighton's good.
Very good.
Yeah. So you bet college basketball before, like, it was cool to bet college basketball. You were on it pretty much. For years.
I'm into it.
Guys, take care of your body. The coupon code is HERD, H-E-R-D. Go to mdriveformen.com. Black Friday sale is live, 25% off. All right, first things first is around the corner, live from New York, the show with an unlimited clothing allowance and set budget. It's like nothing else. It's around the corner next.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.